You know it's out there somewhere, but you just keep missing out. I'm talking about your dream job. Now it's easier to find and land that perfect role with the LinkedIn app. Download it now and you'll have millions of opportunities in your pocket. LinkedIn has more openings than applicants. Build connections, keep in touch, and be the first to hear about new jobs. Don't miss out. Get your next big break and land your perfect job. Download the free LinkedIn app today.
Your go-to destination for the most addictive reality TV.
I love that.
Stream or download all the shows you love with loads same day as the US.
Hallelujah.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, and more. Okay. Escape the Christmas parties with over 7,000 episodes, because staying in is the new going out.
This is heaven for me.
Treat yourself to something special. Sign up now to get your 1 month free.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, and our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Incredible. Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon that you can watch on YouTube, so go check that out. And joining me is a wonderful, wonderful man, a man I'm proud to call my work husband. It's a lovely, adorable, look at, if you're watching this on Crappens On Demand, just look at his face right now. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor's podcast. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
I don't know why I'm saying as if I didn't know what to say after someone says hi. Welcome to the show. We are doing this Crappens On Demand today, which it means that you can watch us and not just listen to us. Just go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. If you sign up on the Crappens On Demand level, you actually get to watch us. Our webcams are on right now. So go do that. And also, go check us out on the road, y'all. We're going to a bunch of cities starting next year. And I'm just going to go through them real quickly. And if you hear your city, buy a ticket at watchwhatcrappens.com. So here we go. We got Detroit, Columbus, Austin, Houston, Hoover, Alabama, NOLA, Kansas City, or actually Lawrence, Kansas. Lawrence fucking Kansas. Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston. That'll be real fun. Oklahoma City, Asbury Park, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Boston, Massachusetts. Batch. It's going to be so fun. Oh, I lost your audio, Ronnie.
Sorry, I was muted.
Oh, you muted yourself.
Myself so I could drink some water and I could, you know, make mouth noises.
Okay. Do you have a good mouth noise?
So here we are with part two. Okay, part one of this reunion. Brilliant. Loved it. Died. This part, filmed the same day. Everything's still brilliant, still funny, but it's part two. And so I'm in part two slump where I'm like, okay, when are they going to kick Vicky off? Like,
yeah.
Even though she was still hilarious in this one. And I think it's because I know that there's another one coming up the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I think it even surprised Andy because Andy at the very end is like, and next week, it's like, oh no. Yeah. The day after Christmas.
Yeah, it's not next week. It's like 3 days from now. Because I got so when he said next week, I thought, oh, did Bravo switch it? Did Bravo switch it to next week?
I did too. Did you Google it? I
Googled
BravoTV.com/schedule.
I looked up every single schedule. I was like, oh my God, is this true? It's not true.
It's not true. Okay, that's how lazy they are with this reunion. They didn't even change the voiceover.
I know. And not only that, they didn't even change the bug in the lower left-hand corner. Did you see the entire episode? They had a bug. A bug is when they have something in the corner that says, like, something's on at 10 p.m. tonight. So they had a bug in the lower left-hand corner that said, watch Blind Date or something. It said, Blind Date. But they never took it off, and so everything that they tried to promote in the lower left-hand corner, like Real Housewives of Dallas finale or reunion part one next week, it was covered up with Blind Date, so it just looked like a scramble of words. I was like, wow, looks like everyone has gone on break except for Ronnie and me.
That is so funny. I know, and then in Dallas in the season finale, they put everything in all caps for some reason at the end of the cards where they're like, and then... You know, Stephanie got richer and hotter or whatever, more gorgeous. And then
it's like not proofread at all.
Yeah, it's not proofread. It's like misspelled and stuff. Oh, Bravo. Come on, Bravo. We're almost there. That's what me and Ben keep telling each other. We're almost there.
Yeah, we're recording this Monday night. The reunion episode aired a few hours ago. It is like where Ronnie is. It is like approaching 1 a.m. Like we're both exhausted. This is like our fifth thing that we've recorded today, but we are determined to have a day off tomorrow and we will not record anything tomorrow. Okay. We are determined to push this all out.
Although I'm taking Mima to breakfast, damn it. If it kills the both of us.
And I'm going to dim sum. I'm seeing Horace and then I'm going to dim sum. Okay. I am determined. It's not my holiday on Wednesday, but I'm treating it like it is.
Yes. But God, what a Christmas gift. You know, like a lot of people, like this is where we look back on the year and we talk about all the good things that have happened to us. This Vicky just having an epic 3-hour meltdown, it goes up there. I mean, I'm definitely thinking every Lord there is, Jesus, God, all of the Lords, because Vicky, this was great.
Ronnie, you know what I want to say to you?
Huh?
I wish you the best. I wish you the best.
You know what? I wish you the best.
I wish the best.
I mean, your kids are great. Your grandkids are great. Your son-in-law's great. Yeah, everyone's great. I mean, you have great people around you. I mean, you're terrible, but, you know, I wish you the best.
I wish you the best. Fuck you. You're the terrible person. I wish you the best. I wish you the best.
This is so housewives-y, this episode. It was hilarious. They just go at each other's throats, ruin each other's lives, and then the next 2 seconds. Well, you know, I've always really liked her, so.
There were, like, 3 times when I didn't just, like, laugh. I guffawed out loud. I called Dom in and made him watch. I was like, you got to see this. It was just hilarious. This has been an amazing reunion. As much as I'm bitching about how Bravo is cramming it down our throats, it's been amazing.
Yeah, it's delicious food to cram down, or it's delicious. It yeah, to cram down your throat. So, welcome back. Wanted to talk about the miracle at Miraval. So, you guys called a truce, Kelly. What happened to the truce?
Oh, well, you know, I had a lot of fun with Vicky, and, you know, I've had, like, a lot of fun with Vicky over time. I really have. I really love, even though she's a big, fat, dork, C-word, snorting, not... But I really have a lot of fun with her.
We get a montage of all the fun times that Kelly and Vicky had, and just when they first met, Vicky goes, oh, you'd like to whoop it up? And Kelly said yes. Ugh. Just that, whoop it up? You want to whoop it up? Did you hear Vicky's coming out with the podcast? This is what's so great. Vicky is coming out with the podcast called Whoop It Up with Vicky.
Oh, God.
And this is the same episode that she says, I don't do podcasts.
Yeah, I don't do podcasts. Whoop It Up, is she just going to be talking about insurance? I mean, how, like, I just don't know how Whoop It Up applies to, like, term life insurance. So then Kelly's, so we see this whole montage, you know, and then Kelly's like, yeah, we had a real friend. We had a real, real friendship. We would, like, lie in bed and talk about how these two were so mean to her all the time. And, well, you know, all this, what I'm saying, you know, like. Just like, even in like a nice moment, she's gonna throw Tamara and Shannon under the bus.
Yeah, and Tamara and Shannon just look so bitter, and it looks like they put on even darker, crinklier base like during the like foundation during the break or mm-hmm. something, because they just look more and more tired as it goes on, and more bored until it's their turn to talk. Then they're animated, and then whenever it turns off of them, they're just like,
"Well, Tamara spends the entire time." Her mouth is doing this thing where she looks like she's like reading along to, like, it's like she, you know, like stage moms,
yeah.
You know, stage moms when they're watching their kids on stage and they start saying the lines with it. So Tamara's like mouthing out words silently the entire time. Like she's like saying butter over and over again.
Yeah. Watermelon, watermelon, pickles, rhubarb, peas and peppers, whatever you say when you're in the chorus.
You would think I would know by this point, given all my non-lead roles.
This is an ensemble show, so nobody's in the chorus. We're all leads.
We all get a team, just like Brandy's daughter with cheer practice.
Well, you know what? Like, we were like close. I had so much fun with Vicky, but then like, the cocaine allegations really hurt me. They really hurt me. And I don't want to be ugly. I don't want to be ugly anymore. Because, like, yeah, it's not healthy. It's not healthy being ugly. It's not healthy.
And then Andy's basically asked Shannon, like, what was like the turning point for her? She's like, well, honestly, you know what? I didn't like that when Kelly turned to Gina and said, shut the fuck up. I didn't like that. You know what? I am so tired. And this is where Shannon starts to debut her new hand thing, which is she starts calling time out like she's a referee. I am so tired. I'm so tired of Kelly Dodd getting a pass. But she does like a weird thing where she's like doing time out, but she's also like poking one palm with her fingers, like, the more angry I get, the more this time out becomes hostile. I am so tired of Kelly Dodd getting a pass for inappropriate comments. Comments!
I don't, you know, I wouldn't throw stone, Shannon. You've gotten a lot of passes on this show. Yeah. I mean, just your bizarre behavior last year, and then this year you're like, that was hard times, now I'm better. Everything's better.
Shannon's gotten nothing but a giant pass for me for her entire time being in Orange County. She's done so many terrible things and been so terrible. And I'm like, but I love her. Because I do. I just can't help but love Shannon Bedore no matter what. So Andy's like,
I think we've given more passes on this show than any show we've ever covered.
Yeah, because like...
Don't you?
Yeah, well, because...
I mean, Kelly is just a giant pass in general.
I know.
Kelly and Shannon both. And Vicky, frankly. I mean, I can't even believe we still both are like, wow, Vicky's great on this show. She's hilarious.
Yeah, they just like... It is Christmas time, and we're giving out passes. I give passes. I've given passes to Heather DeBro. I've given passes to Gretchen in the past. I've given passes to, like... I've given passes to pretty much everyone. I've given passes to Emily. Like, really, across the board, it's like, I don't know what it is. I guess... It's Christmas. It's always Christmas in Orange County. At least everyone's in church. So Andy is like, so Kelly, do you think you get a pass for bad behavior? She goes, I don't think I have bad behavior. I don't have bad behavior, stupid cock ring slurping motherfucking reunion host.
You whore nugget. So yeah, she's like, well, oh, sorry. I was going back to one part you were already talking about. So she's like, yeah, I don't get a pass. I don't have bad behavior. And Andy's like, so saying like, fuck you, you stupid whore face, isn't bad behavior. She's like, oh, I was responding to the train rumor. I mean, they did it to poke the bear, Andy. They poked the bear.
They poked the bear. You can't poke the bear. You ever poke a bear before? You ever poke a bear? You ever stupid fucking non-bear poking asshole?
And Shannon's like, then what you're supposed to do is say, you're supposed to
shut
say,
the fuck up.
To say,
shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up. You sound like a gangster.
Wow. It's like a gangster. A real life gangster.
a gangster, a dangerous gangster right there. She learned that in you sound like you went to jail, Kelly Dodd. You're like, jail. It's a gangster from jail and who says bad words. Gangsters say bad words.
So, Shannon, I thought on the trip to Miraval, you worked everything out with Kelly when that was all over. What ended up happening with that? She's like, well, we worked it out, but unfortunately, Kelly Dodd likes to talk behind my back. And he talks
you talk behind my back. You talk behind my back.
Oh, okay, Kelly Dodd. Oh, here's a pass. I'm just writing one out. Here's a ticket. You are tall enough to ride. Here's a pass, Kelly Dodd.
Hi, I'm just going to insert this quarter inside this machine. I would like my fortune, please. And my fortune is, oh, Kelly Dodd talks behind my back, I guess. Oh, wow, what a fortune. Even the machine knows.
So then Bronwyn and her 18,000 kids clip.
Yeah.
Hanging out with kids isn't child's play.
So it's Bronwyn, kids, Sean, Dr. Deb, all the whole thing. And then we come out of it. Andy's like, should I say it? I'm going to say it. It's a lot to unpack here.
Gina's like, tell me about it, Andy. I'm moving again. Announcement. I just have to mention one part of that clip of Dr. Deb complaining when Bronwyn is complaining what a bad mother she is. She goes, you know, in the scheme of things, you look at refugee camps and, you know, I mean, I think Bronwyn got it pretty good. Like just yeah. Measuring everything against the refugee camps we see on the news. Well, had a bad day. There are refugee camps. So. Yeah.
You didn't get enough of mommy's attention because she was too busy being a professional with an advanced degree. Oh, well, there's refugee camps.
Are you in a cage on the border? No, Bronwyn. You're not.
So Andy is like, so Bronwyn, how much do you spend on groceries? She's like, oh, you know, it's a lot. It's like $4,000 to $5,000 a month. I'm like, girl.
Wow.
Okay. What? It's called pasta. Look into it. Pasta.
Well, and they're all thin. You know, that's the other thing. Like, they're all so healthy. But, you know, I guess healthy food costs more. And that's her point. Like,
yeah,
but... well, look, we're gluten-free. We're vegetarian. She counts it. Vegetarian, vegan. I'm like, yeah, but that's still, you know, nothings are not that expensive, okay?
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe it's time to, like, reconsider where you're shopping. I mean, like, I know you've got all those dietary restrictions, but $4,000 to $5,000, that's, like, you know, it's... Yeah. Costco? Are we open to Costco? Can we... Why don't you visit Tamara's mom? I mean, it just seems like there are solutions for this. Like, yeah. Are you shopping at, like, Bristol Farms or Whole... It's probably Whole Foods. That's what it is.
That's still too much. So anyway, the three amigas are just like, every time Bronwyn talks, they just like glaze over and start staring off into space. You know, they're just like so bored with it.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, well, how did your kid feel about you sharing her struggles? And she's like, I asked her, Andy. She said yes. And we've sold some sweaters with a cute font and her name on them. So that's, you know, it's been great.
It's been great.
So he brings up the fashion show event and they all start cracking up at that crazy lady.
Yeah, I was actually a little disappointed that that event did not get more time on this reunion. I wanted that lady to be brought out on stage. I wanted them to discuss her, want to find out what her name was. Like, that was really glossed over way too much. And that was like one of the best episodes of the season.
God, they just glossed it over. I mean, it's almost like blatant, you know, fuckery by Ryan.
I know.
Which we'll get to in a little while.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. Okay.
Okay.
I got so mad about this $5,000 thing that I broke it down. I divided 5,000 by 9, and that's like per person in the household, and divided that by 4. That's $138 per week for each person in that household, including the baby. No. Fix this.
So Andy's like, Kelly, this fight with this crazy lady at the modeling thing on the boat, which, who does that? This was one of the rare instances you showed restraint. And she's like, because there were children there! There were children, Andy! Children!
Someone made a huge mistake in having children at this fashion show. That's the problem.
I know. The producers all got fired for letting kids in.
Yeah, never again. Never again. No more children around an OC fashion show. Thank you.
Yeah. So, question. Bronwyn, what was your reaction when Vicky called you Boring Wind? And Vicky's like, what? What? I haven't even heard that name before. I've never heard the name Bronwyn. I was just trying to think of something with a B. Yeah. It's like, Vicky, the queen of owning it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the misaccountability. So Bronwyn's like, well, I've been called a lot of things, and most of them are true, but boring, no. I am not. Oh, the camera's not on me anymore. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So Vicky's like, yeah, I started coming for me. And I was like, oh, okay, girl, you watch the show for 13 years. And I was like, calm down, girl. Calm down. Calm down, girl. Calm down, girl. Calm down, girl. Calm down, girl.
Yeah, Vicky's like, you know, I never heard the name Bronwyn before. Like, I didn't know how to pronounce it. Like, I mean, what? It's strange. Like, Bronwyn? Like, it's spelled B-R-A-U-N-W-Y-N. And I am a very respected woman who knows how to pronounce things and put together letters to spell. But, you know, I looked at those letters and I thought, does that say a Bronx Tale? I can't read it. I can't read it.
A Bronx Tale. Yeah, a Bronx Tale. I thought it was a Bronx Tale. Yeah. So Gina's like, yeah, I kind of agree that she was just watching the show and then coming. Who asked you, Gina? Shut the fuck up. Okay, Gina? Like, pick a lane.
I know, seriously. What did you do last year?
Jeez. So Emily's like, well, didn't you say that you don't like Vicky, Bronwyn? And she's like, yeah, I don't. I can't stand her. And Vicky's like, well, same to you, girl. Same to you. Zero respect. Yeah. Zero respect for you, girl.
Bronwyn's like, I really get a bad vibe from her. I can't stand her. I can't stand her. And Vicky's like, oh, yeah, well, she cheats on her husband.
And Andy is still on fire at this reunion, goes, you cheated on your husband. Like, why is it okay for you to cheat on your husband? And Vicky's like, I admitted it, and it's not okay. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't admit it. Brianna outed you on national television. That's how you got caught. Like,
exactly.
Let's stop.
And so then Vicky's like, it's just really about how they bring in people into their relationship. And like, that's like, I can't do that. That's like, I'm just like way too conservative. And Bronwyn's like, well, just because you're conservative doesn't mean you get to judge my marriage. And she's like, well, yeah, but you have preconceived notions about me. So like, you know, I'm a respected woman. That's all.
Yeah, you judge me without even knowing me. She goes, well, I didn't like you. She goes, that's judging. That is judging. And she's like, well, in our world, bringing someone else in isn't cheating. Which, anyway, it doesn't matter because that's not what Vicky was talking about. She said you cheated. Then she moved the goalpost because she lost that point. That's all Vicky does this whole time. She keeps losing every point. So then she just changes it to be about, she's like, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Yeah, it is. And you're still a malfunctioning robot face. She's like,
so
like wires are popping out of her face.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
You know it's out there somewhere, but you just keep missing out. I'm talking about your dream job. Now it's easier to find and land that perfect role with the LinkedIn app. Download it now and you'll have millions of opportunities in your pocket. LinkedIn has more openings than applicants. Build connections, keep in touch, and be the first to hear about new jobs. Don't miss out. Get your next big break and land your perfect job. Download the free LinkedIn app today.
Your go-to destination for the most addictive reality TV.
I love that.
Stream or download all the shows you love with loads same day as the US.
Hallelujah.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, and more. Escape the Christmas parties with over 7,000 episodes because staying in is the new going out.
This is heaven for me.
Treat yourself to something special. Sign up now to get your 1 month free.
Hey, Bronwyn, what's the deal with Sean's statement necklaces? And Bronwyn's like, well, we spent our summers in Kauai, and there's an artist there that called the Kauai Carver, and so like every year he just sort of like makes something for Sean and like blesses it, and just like, you know, it's like really special to him and everything. And Emily's like, Andy, may I say something, Shane? Shane wanted to know if Sean's necklace needed a ticket to BravoCon. You know what we call that? King of Snarkasm.
Yeah, Emily, wow. She's like, you see, that's why I married him. Isn't he hilarious?
Could you imagine a necklace with a ticket to a convention that's attended to by humans, but it's a necklace? God. I mean.
So, I love when Annie just repeats the dumbass viewer questions when he reads, like, the dumbest question in the pile. He goes, so, Bronwyn. Sarah from Spokane wants to know, what's up with your mom's hair? Does she wear it like that when she's treating patients? Hey, idiot. Hey, Spokane. Okay? They're dreads with, like, sewn in hair. No, she unsews her fucking clown hair every time she goes into the office.
Yeah, she wakes up 6 hours, before her, you know, her first appointment and undoes it and then does 6 hours afterwards. Like, she's like The Rock in a movie, okay?
The Rock, another one who's known for extreme effort with his hairstyle.
I was thinking in my mind, The Rock was getting into like prosthetics for something. But like, you know,
really extreme hairstyles. You know that, right?
I love The Rock.
You do? I love rocks.
Wow, the amount of disappointment that just registered in your voice.
My foot was itching, and I was like, should I bend down and scratch my foot? Like, then I was like, I'm really out of shape. So then I was scratching it with my other foot, but I have my socks on. I was like, maybe I could take my sock off with my toe, but my socks are really tight because I've been eating a lot of socks. That's what was going through my head. Socks. It wasn't disappointment in you. It was disappointment in my sodium intake level.
I understand that. I've been eating nothing but carbs for the past week and a half. It's terrible. Anyway, so Dr. Deb started dressing in her... She went to Burning Man 16 years ago, which is when everything changed. And apparently she used to wear... We see a picture that she used to wear, like, very conservative suits and had the Rachel haircut and everything. And so Bronwyn has, like, the best explanation for it. It's such a passive-aggressive dig at her mom. Like, oh, I love, like, passive-aggressive mom-daughter stuff. And she goes... Yeah. Well, you know, she reached an age and lost her looks. And, you know, so she got a lot of, you know, attention and validation through her costumes. So, you know, she just likes being the center of attention. I was like, ooh.
Oh, just ooh. How she said it. She goes, you know, she got older and she lost her looks, you know, at about 49, 50 years old. And then the camera just closes up on Vicky, like, shorting out. And Tamara just going.
Vicky's, like, in the process of putting a giant top hat on her head. She's like, save me, top hat. Save me.
They're so furious. Okay, so then fucking Ryan. Hey, Andy, I got a great idea. Why don't you question Tamara about Ryan, not bring up the fact that he suggested murdering trans people or any of his racist fucking terrible bullshit that he posts, and still try and further this victim narrative. You know what? Just don't bring it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Just don't bring
like,
it up.
Why are we wasting breath on Ryan when we could be talking about the lady from OC fashion show and whatever she's doing these days?
God,
so
like,
it's not like
it's okay that you guys didn't address it all season anyway and gave him a whole victim storyline, but now to even rehash it, just let it go.
Well, either way, so he asks, like, so what's the deal with Spencer and Ryan? Is Ryan back to getting free shots of espresso at Starbucks? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, they're fine. They just don't really see each other. You know, Spencer's in college and he also works. And Ryan, you know, he got a shirt, so.
And Andy asks about Tamara's CBD line. And she's like, yeah, we named it after Vino Cava, which is... And his heart condition.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you even talking about, Tamara?
She should have called it Cannabatch. Oh, by the way, also an important announcement. Ryan might be back together again with Sarah. Wow.
Who cares? And she says it like that's so self-destructive for Ryan. How's it for Sarah?
Yeah, exactly. And also Tamara says it in a way like, I don't know, they don't tell me. As like she's a victim in like... In like America's sweethearts keeping her on the outside. So the only thing good to come out of this is learning that Sandy works at Costco now, and she does it just because she's bored.
Yeah. Well, according to Tamara, she's like, yeah, we put her in a retirement community. And she works at Costco. She thinks it's so fun. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure she thinks it's fun. You're probably, like, you know, injecting her with something. She just wakes up with a tray of gelatinous chicken in her hand. Like, meh.
Yeah, she's like, you want to try some chocolate silk milk?
She just works right across the aisle from Kelly's mom.
Hey, anyone want to try some? Hey, Kel.
Hey, who wants some andouille sausage, huh? It's real good. Tastes like peppers in New Orleans. Have some. Have one. Wait, it's not quite ready. You'll just have to wait. One minute. Not ready.
Maybe it's the Botox that makes it so hard to see who your friends really are.
She's like, what? So then he just makes a bunch of plastic surgery kind of jokes. It's like,
sometimes you need a lift. And sometimes you need to implant your heart into some friendships, which you could fill with filler, like we're about to do with this clip.
Rhinoplasty. So,
but thankfully, it leads into a Tamara's fucking evil montage.
I know. Right? It is so good. Watching her, just watching all her lies and her evil, all the evil shit that she does. Sometimes these montages were just, like, on point this episode.
Yeah, she's smiling and doing her speed fish eating fish food face. As she watches the clips. Like, it's the most hilarious thing she's ever seen.
Like, yeah, big invisible straw moment. So, Vicky, do you think that Tamara let you take the fall about that whole train thing? And Vicky's basically like, yes, but she says, well, I just wish Tamara had admitted that she was the one who said it, because I am a respected woman and I don't feel like it. I'm not respected, but she said it.
Well, these editors are little fuckers, okay? Because then they insert unseen footage. Because Tamara's like, I did tell Kelly that I was the one to bring it up. And then they show unseen footage of Tamara telling Kelly, well, I mean, I said, was it the train? Okay, now you wait till the whole season. Now, it doesn't make Tamara any less of an asshole. She still was the one to bring it up. But they're shade. And they did it a couple of times. Tamara always,
she always quotes herself relatively accurately, but she always changes the tone, because at that dinner she was like, are you talking about the train? Like, sort of relishing in it. And then when she tells Kelly, she's like, yeah, I said it. Oh, the train. I said it really quickly, like that, real clip. Like, I said train. I didn't even say the full word. I said train. I said, you're talking about the train? And then Ryan got mad because he thought I was talking train, and I was like, no, Ryan, but you're gonna win.
Oh, jeez. So then Tamara's like, well, the reason I did that was because Vicky, you know, every time I filmed with Vicky, she was saying, the things I know.
I know so much more than I do. I know so much more. So I thought that Vicky was going to say something. So I was just saying, because I thought Vicky was going to say.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, where did Tamara, did you hear about the train thing? And Vicky's like, from Shannon. They just, like, throwing Shannon under the proverbial train.
And then they all start just blaming each other.
Yeah.
Sam's like, no, you didn't hear from me. You didn't hear from me. I heard it from her. You heard it from her.
They all just start haggling over there. And then meanwhile, Emily's just openly talking to Bronwyn across the couch. She's like, it's 2019. If Kelly did a train, it would be on video by now. It's 2019.
Hey, remember when I made that joke about Sean's statement necklace? Oh, so good.
It was on video. See what I mean? 2019.
Yeah. So Kelly's like, how do you think that being on a reality TV show is not gonna give the rumor life? You purposely did that, you dork. And then Tamara's like, I swear to gods, I didn't do it on purpose. I swear. Which means she did.
Am I drunk and stupid?
Oh, there we go again. Tamara was drunk. It doesn't count. It's like we're still talking about Below Deck. So she's like, honestly, am I drunk and stupid? I was speaking up for Kelly because every time I film with Vicky, blah, blah, blah. So then the next question is, so Tamara, what about when you were calling Emily Shrek?
She's like, well, the thing is that Emily was sending me this fake account. And it was people calling her Shrek. But, I mean, it was an account with no followers. There was no name. And Kelly goes, the screenshot was of you calling her Shrek in this text thread. See, Tamara changes it.
I was so confused by all of that. I was like, the takeaway is basically Tamara called her Shrek.
Because Tamara was the accusation or the text was showing that Tamara was talking to somebody on DMs.
Oh, yeah.
And they were saying something about Emily, and Tamara said that she was Shrek in this DM. So someone screenshotted that DM and sent it to whoever.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
And so Tamara's, changing it
around. Some Twitter, like, she's like, someone on Twitter said it.
She goes, like, well, that you? DM was, she said, that DM was somebody with no followers, no name. It was like a troll account. And Kelly's like, yeah, but even if it was a troll, you were the one saying that she was Shrek. And Tamara goes, you called her Fiona, so shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, look at how you talk. Look at how you talk.
Yeah,
look Tamara just goes, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah. So then, what did Tamara think of the big, like, what did Tamara think of when she watched that big dinner where it felt like everyone had finally caught on to Tamara? It was Kelly and Emily and Bronwyn or whatever. And Tamara's like, wow, it was so ridiculous. I mean, I just was so hurt by Emily and Bronwyn. And Bronwyn's like, yeah, the night before you called me up and said I was a liar. So why were you so hurt? Dumb.
And Emily's like, well, I think that really the reason Bronwyn was upset was because you called her a ringleader. And Tamara's like,
yeah, I shouldn't have said that. That was wrong.
And
she's late. Like, what the hell? And she does cop to it, but she just, like, quietly does it and then just sits there to not give it any life. I mean, she is very well practiced, Tamara. You know, she makes me crazy, but she's very good at this housewives game.
I know. And Andy goes, it seems like you're the bone collector of the season. She goes, well, it's like free range, you know? It's like free range.
If it's on camera, then it's free range.
And they're like, and what does that mean?
Yeah, everyone, even Kelly's like, free reign! Free reign! Just free reign! And Tamara's like, yeah, free reign. And you just see Tamara's mind ticking like, but rain is free.
Rain? Why would rain not be free? Is that like acid rain?
But they're going to charge me for rain now?
Yeah, she was having a hard time figuring that out. So then Andy's like, well, what about that funeral comment? You said you weren't going to say anything to Vicky. You told Shannon if Shannon wanted to be a bitch, she would say Kelly's funeral comment to Vicky. And then an hour later, Tamara said the comment to Vicky. I was like, oops. And she's like, oh, sorry. Drunk again.
And Kelly's like, yeah, it was a hyperbole.
She goes, oh, because Vicky was like, yeah, that was really rude. That, like, it really hurt my feelings. She goes, it was hyperbole. It was hyperbole. Hyperbole.
It was a hyperbole. Yeah. And Vicky's like, you know what? You just say things that are hurtful. Cokehead. So then, question. Kelly, does the group rag on Tamara a little bit too much? You know, is she taking too much blame? And Kelly's like, you know what? At least Tamara can own it. Unlike some people here, Andy. Unlike some people, she can own it.
Yeah, like some people just like point fingers and say, she did this, she did that, she did this, she did that. You know what I'm saying? Shannon's like, Are you alluding to me? Is that me, David? Is that you, David? And she goes,
yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking accountability about the fact I'm alluding to you. So Shannon's like, wow. Well, I would love to know what I did to hurt you. Okay. I would love to know that. How? I'm just a good friend.
Ad commercials. That's very important. And then we come back, and Shannon's like, well, I take responsibility. Like, she's so frustrated she can't say responsibility. And Kelly and Andy's like, well, Kelly, what did Shannon do to hurt you? She's like, she comes to me, like, all day to day. She's coming at me. Andy.
Shannon's like, I appreciated our friendship, and I thought that we had fun going out together, and I say all the time in interviews that we do that I am sad and disappointed for what's happened to our friendship that is blossoming, but I know that I'm a good friend, and I'm not going to prove it to you or anyone else, and you don't believe that I had your back, then I'm done. Then I'm done. It's like what I said to that Peloton bike. I am done.
Now let go of my foot. How do I get out of you?
I wasn't done with me. Well, if only David held on to me as much as this Peloton bike did.
So Kelly just keeps yelling, I'm getting attacked. Shannon's like, but I didn't even do that. And Andy says, so do you think that Shannon had anything to do with the train rumor? And Kelly's like, no, but she still talks about me all the time. And then we get a montage of Shannon not really shit-talking Kelly, but just being like, well, you know, Kelly just says things and she should not say things like that. I do not like her saying that. The thing is, like, Shannon loses her shit at things like, the only party I'm going to is her funeral. How could you joke about someone dying?
Well, and then Tamara goes, well, you know, the thing is with Shannon is that she's motherly. She's motherly, which was her way of both defending Shannon and also declaring that she's much older than everyone else. It's like it works on two different levels.
Yeah, Tamara does that with like every comment. She's also dissing her friends, but then, less than the other people, so it's okay.
Exactly. And Kelly goes, you know what? Just stay in your lane. I'm not asking for your advice. You're staying in your lane. She goes, well, that's just the friend that I am. And if you don't want friends that try to make you into a better person, I am a good person. I don't need it. I don't need it.
And it's like, and my friend told me that she got a private investigator on me. Ooh.
And Shannon's like, she's like, yeah. Shannon has like, she
Shannon
just...
and Tamara's heads go, whoa, and they just stare at each other at the same time.
They know about Robert. So, yeah, so Shannon's like, that is insane. I don't have time for that. I'm stuffing cream cheese into salmon. Who has time to hire a private investigator? I'm happy. I'm a happy person. I don't do that. That's what unhappy people do.
And she's like, I worry for you, Kelly, because I would never hire a PI on anyone. And Kelly's like, oh, don't worry about me. I have my own life. I'm jet-setting around the world, okay? And he's like, well, how do you say that they don't bother you when you just said you're being attacked all the time? She goes, because we're on a TV show. It's like a beret, Andy.
It's like a beret. It's a parade. It's a parade of attacks. He's like, parade? You mean barrage?
I'm sorry, barrage.
And then he just like smiles like, yeah. and then Emily's like, but like, I think it's Emily who says, do you miss your friendship with Kelly or something like that? And then Shannon's like, you know what? After what she did with the lawsuit that I'm involved with, he can't talk about lawsuits,
Andy. Vicky's going crazy over there. Vicky has made the new rule that we're not discussing it since Vicky's already gotten caught in like 10 lies about the lawsuit that she filed, which wasn't a lawsuit, but a restraining order, even though she'll sue you if you talk about her.
Yeah.
Okay, so then here we go. This, the fucking editors. Okay, first, well, I was going to jump to, just so I don't confuse anybody. They are so shady because Kelly did text Jimbalino. This whole time they've been making it one little tweet that Kelly just tweeted something and it's like innocuous. It didn't seem like anything, but Kelly actually sent Jimbalino a text, apparently.
Yeah, which is a lot more significant than... Yeah, but that's a lot more significant than a tweet. And here we are being like, well, she only tweeted. So that's sort of like annoying because I feel set up by the show.
Yes, they're tricking us. It's not cool. So anyway, that comes a little later. But first, a video leaked starring Tamara saying that Kelly allegedly pushed her mother down the stairs. And that spurred the tweet to start about the lawsuit. But what she saw was just a fan video taping.
That was edited.
A fan video of a fan that was taping you that edited it down. Okay, well, we saw the full video, and Tamara is still purposely on camera bringing up that Kelly threw her mother down the stairs to make Kelly look bad. Like, what's the difference?
It's like a pretend defense. She's saying, like, people talk so much shit about people when they're not there. It's like when Vicky said that Kelly threw her mom down the stairs. Yeah. I'm like, well, this is supposed to be you talking about how people are talk shit about Kelly, but you're also, like you said, you're also like kind of
just like
saying
it. You're purposely bringing it up on camera, you know?
Yeah, and giving it to someone else. Yeah. Yes. So Kelly's basically like, look, that's just what I saw. I saw that video and I reacted because it looked like Tamara was saying that about me, you know? And Shannon's like, you know what the worst part about all of this is? I used to cry on the phone to Kelly. I'm like, Shannon, who do you not cry on the phone to? Okay. Like, you call up Domino's just to cry on the phone to them.
Yeah, no kidding. And you're not doing anybody a favor by being their friend and calling them up and crying to them for 20 hours a day or whatever you do.
I know. You're like, please.
Like, I was friends with her. I would call her crying every day about this. Like, good riddance, you know? And Kelly's like, oh, whatever, Shannon, you got it dismissed. And she goes, I'm still 2 years out from this. This cost me $250,000. This was 4 years of my children's college.
Yeah, and Kelly's like, I didn't do anything. And Shannon's like, you sent a text to Jim Bellino. You offered yourself to be a character witness. She goes, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I was like, what?
She was like, so wait, cheerful about
just,
it.
You can't just drop that in. Like,
and she's like, well, it was an empty threat. It was an empty threat. I'm like, Kelly, you can't do that. It is a lawsuit for crying out loud. You got to be careful.
And Emily's like, Kelly would never be a witness to anything. Nobody, you know, it sounds like she's saying what we said. Like, nobody's going to call Kelly to the stand. It's like, Kelly, what did you see? A pig! Kelly, what did you see? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Kelly. I just want the best for her. You know, Jim Bellino, I just want the best. Like, he's not a nice guy.
So it would totally backfire. So now Shannon is doing this whole sob story thing. She's like, let me tell you something. Please, when I tell the story, please, please try not to remember the fact that I just won $1.4 million and I'm getting $10,000 a month. I have lost 4 years of tuition money. Okay, that's $250,000. Okay, my daughter can still go to college, but can't go to college as easily as it was for her to go before. Okay, that's what's happening right now. Okay. And then Andy's like, so what is this lawsuit about anyway? So Tamara's like, okay. Heather McDonald asked us some questions, and we're answering them. It was about pop culture and things and such and like that. And then, like, she asked about Jim Bellino's, and they're like, we're talking about his divorce, and we answered them, and he didn't like what he said, so he sued us. And Kelly, who, like, found something to eat, goes, yeah, so you're a fuck. And then you open up your stupid mouth.
Yeah, Kelly's like sucking on a lozenge or something.
She's like, it's not my fault you open up your stupid mouth.
Yeah.
And they're like, because they were...
They can't take accountability for anything. Oh.
And they were like in so victim mode, like, because they were like, oh, no tuition left to send a child to school. And, oh, 2 years out. And she's just like, and you open your fat mouth. And they're like, they literally look at each other like, that was my guffaw moment. That was my biggest guffaw moment.
But, I mean, and just to further the point we've made a million times, Kelly had nothing to do with this story. They went on a podcast. They were asked a question. Jim Bellino didn't like the answer. Then they got sued. That's you and the person that sued you. Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly offering to be a character witness. Give me a break. Anybody with a TV could be a character witness.
I know.
You two yokels. Give me a break.
I know. Are you guys really concerned? Are you guys really concerned that Kelly? Yeah, exactly. There's like hours and hours of footage. Also, why is this case still going on, by the way? That's crazy. Listen, I'm on Shannon and Tamara's side with this. Yeah, I'm on Shannon and Tamara's side with this case. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, like, why is this case happening? Why is this case not, how has it not been thrown out yet? This is ridiculous. Yes.
So they're just, you know, Kelly's eating her lozenge. Shannon's having a fit now because Kelly's just shitting all over their victim story. And she's like, they gotta take accountability. And Shannon's like, well, at least I don't tell people to shut the fuck up to their face. Really, do you want me to count the amount of times you've said shut the fuck up or fuck you or be quiet, bitch, today? Because it's been a lot, and we're only, like, in the first part of this.
So. How about it's not my fucking plate, you bitch?
You bitch.
So now we have the Vicky versus Kelly segment, and this montage is on Real Housewives of New York levels. I mean, like, because the Roni montages are just, like, every single one of them, put them in the Library of Congress, okay? This one, between Kelly and Vicky, was just perfection. Like, I think I want to, like, just save it and somehow put it in a frame and have it playing on my wall at all times.
I mean, it starts with Vicky walking into a party and Kelly going, who's the Sasquatch? I mean, it's like, it is so low. And at this point, I was like, well, why am I such a hypocrite? Like, why is it that I crack up when Kelly does this when I would freak out if somebody else was like that. And I don't know. It just makes me laugh. I think it's very funny.
She has such conviction. Yeah, she just is. She just goes so low with such conviction and like so shamelessly. You know, it's like last week when Vicky was trying was like, you know, like when she talked about my appearance, that wasn't nice. Like, how many beauty pageants have you won? And she goes like, I look better than you. You know, like she just sort of like cuts through
that's
the bullshit.
For sure.
Yeah, it's so wrong, but it just it's hilarious. And just watching her yell at Vicky and being like, shut the fuck up, you stupid fucking goof, like, C-word, you know, like, you suck, C-word, fucking fuck. It's just like, it's like a parade of insults, and it is so funny.
Oh, gosh. So Andy's like, guys... Okay, so then he's like, God, Vicky, I've seen you get pushed to the limit on this show. It's just, yeah, like you're doing right now. Disrespect, yeah. Vicky, disrespect. And he's like, so, but you and Key West on the street screaming. And she's like, someone comes after my business to my kids, Andy. I don't go on your kids, Kelly. I do not go on your kids, Kelly. And
yeah.
Kelly's like, whatever, Vicky. And she goes, Kelly, I have a question about this DM about your child. So how can someone DM your kid if she doesn't know them? And Andy's like, that's how Instagram works.
Vicky has figured out technology. Can't wait for that podcast. She's like, hi.
I love that Vicky had this saved up for the whole time. Like her big theory.
Yeah. Hi, this is Inspector Vic Clouseau. I have a... it's impossible that text came from a hater because you would have had to know the hater for it to get through privacy. And I was like, no.
How could you have written a letter if you didn't have a pencil? They're like, she's holding a pen.
I have a question. I have a question. If you wrote this letter, why is there another version of it? It's called a Xerox machine. Oh,
really? If you wrote a mail, then how come it came on a computer? They're like, Vicky?
Last time I checked, snails can't send mail. It's an expression.
Oh, God. So Andy's like, yeah, so that's kind of how the internet works. And she goes, well, I think that you crafted it, Kelly. And she goes, absolutely not. And Bronwyn's like, absolutely not. She goes, you have to be accountable for some of the things you've done, Kelly. What? Writing her own daughter a fucking diet letter? Come on.
Yeah, so Kelly's like, well, cocaine, you know, she starts, like, choking up that how the cocaine allegations really hurt her daughter. And Vicky's like, oh, well, you know, okay, well, let me speak as if I'm about to apologize, but do the opposite. Too many people have said, including her brother, that she has done cocaine, okay? And he goes, so you're doubling down. Got it.
Yeah. And Kelly's like, no, he did not. And it's like, yes, he probably did, because you and your brother hated each other and got down and dirty in the mud. And Vicky's like, oh, so, okay. Okay, then, so you say getting wet and, oh, I want this big dick. And, it, like, you think that doesn't hurt your daughter? I was like, that is not doing cocaine. Like, yeah. Stop, Vicky. Like, she just moves it again.
It's
move
hyperbole.
That goalpost.
It's hyperbole. It's I'm an accomplished woman. Okay, I'm an accomplished woman. You're not an accomplished woman.
Yeah. Stop giving me a barode.
So Sarah from Chapel Hill wants to know, Vicky, you have a list of all these rumors that Kelly's not allowed at school, Kelly contracted rabies, Kelly once knocked over a building and saved a lady named Faye Ray. So do you have any proof for these rumors?
Back to that. I never said Kelly did cocaine. I said I don't do cocaine. And then I didn't say she did a train. I said a lady at the hairdresser said there was a time a week about the ghost that she was allowed at her school. That's what I said. Wait, what? And then Kelly's like, what do you mean? There was never a time I wasn't allowed at her school. I was the lunch lady.
I was like, wait, what?
I was the lunch lady.
Kelly was a lunch lady at the school? Wait, what? What sort of school is this? What sort of lunch is Kelly making? What is this? I'm the lunch lady. Like, what? You know,
and
Kelly
spinoff.
And you know, Kelly was sitting there with like some baked beans, being like, "You better eat these beans, you dork. You gotta do theater. You gotta do tennis. Theater? Yeah, I could tell. Dork, eat your beans."
God. So then, question to Tamara. Tamara, Vicky has spread vicious rumors about you in the past. that Eddie was gay. That was Tamara's big thing. I think that this current season wins for the vicious rumors thing. But she's like, any advice for Kelly? And Tamara's like, you know, that's one thing that we bonded over was having Vicky. Because it's hard. There's like 2 years we didn't talk because, like, that's not something you forget easily. And someone calling Eddie gay? Oh, my God. What could be worse than being a homo, Andy?
So then they start talking about this whole thing with this alleged bar fight and the woman with the broken wrist or the maybe broken wrist or whatever. And Vicky's like, well, you know what? When you break someone's hand, and Bronwyn's like, you don't know that she broke the hand. He goes, you don't know anything, Bronwyn. And Kelly goes, it was on cameras! It was on cameras! And she's just like screaming.
And Vicky just like does the straw thing like Tamara. She's like, what?
How could it be on cameras if it was a private building?
I did not start that show. I did not start that show. Why are we talking about that show? So Vicky's just like confused, and Kelly's like, you're full of shit. And then Shannon goes, calm, Kelly. Be calm. It's like, oh my God, Shannon. Shannon is just trying to get a brick thrown at her head.
She is. So then they're asking, Andy's asking Kelly about the pig emoji that she sent Vicky, and Vicky was like, Vicky had texted Kelly saying, don't talk about my looks. She said that my facelift looked like shit. And Kelly goes, no, I didn't. I said malfunction. Your facelift malfunctioned. I didn't say your face looked like shit. I just said it malfunctioned. It looked like it was supposed to be a pretty face, and it malfunctioned and became a very, very ugly face.
She does look like a robot that's about to explode, though, so it does kind of work. And she goes, but, you know, instead of writing it down, I just decided to do an animoji. And she's, like, trying not to laugh. And Shannon goes, oh, that's funny, Kelly, huh? That is very funny. And Andy goes, so Gina.
Joke. Wait, no, she goes, oh, very funny, Kelly. It's another joke. And Kelly goes, it wasn't a joke. Sorry, it wasn't a joke.
So, Gina, what do you think? Who cares what fucking Gina thinks? She has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
So, Gina's like, I think it's horrible. And also, I think that Vicky's horrible. And then Kelly's horrible. And then Vicky's horrible. And then they keep saying, you're horrible. But then they're both horrible, Andy. Right? You know, to stop doing horrible things, I think they both lack accountability.
Yeah. And when I say lack accountability, I mean they actually lack a sign that says accountability. Okay? But I found one. So then Vicky's like, I'm accountable for everything I do. Then she goes, listen, I want her to elevate herself. You know, I know she's getting married and everything, and I want her to be happy. You know, like I just want her to be happy and have a job. Be happy in a job. Be a happy job. Happy jobs. And Kelly's like, I want you to be happy. I do. And I like your family, and I like your in-laws. And, you know, I like your son-in-law, too, which is shocking because he's pretty terrible. But I like him, and I even like the cactus that you just got. That's a nice cactus. I like it. I like it all. You had an awesome family.
And I was like, Vicky's like, for you to say that you want my relationship to implode, she goes, but you were coming at me. And Shannon goes, oh, well, do not come for Kelly Dodd, ladies. And she goes, shut up, Shannon. Why are you chiming in? You're so annoying. Like, you're so annoying. Calm.
Calm. Okay. Kelly. I'm just going to point out every time you make excuses, okay? I'll point you out. She goes,
how about you? You drunk? Hey, let's talk about that time your daughter called me at 3 a.m. And Shannon goes, yes, because I lost my phone. She goes, yeah, because you were drunk driving around with guys. You were drunk driving drunk, stupid, with guys.
I was like, whoa. She goes, I am tired of every season people trying to make it out like I'm some drunk. Because guess what? I lost 40 pounds. 40 pounds. You don't do that if you're a drunk. Case closed. Now let's discuss the M's.
Yeah, no drunk alcoholics. Shannon, or no drunk thin people. We have Bravo. Like, are you kidding?
It's called
literally every person on Housewives is a skinny alcoholic. Almost. So, like 98%.
Yeah, so she's like, I've lost 40 pounds. How can that happen? And Kelly goes, you're a liposuction. She goes, I got body tight. Ha, body tight. As in my case is tight. Ha. And then,
no, you got liposuction.
And my ex-boyfriend did it. Shannon's like,
they just close up on Emily's face, like,
and then
it's just cracking up.
And then Shannon tries to exonerate herself, saying, listen, okay, you know what? When I was going through my divorce, there were about 8 times when I got blackout drunk, okay? I'm like, this defense is shoddy at best. Just, I was hammered, and there was one time where the only thing I could remember was Kelly Dodd's number, so I had my kids just call her. It was a mess. That's it. I'm like, why are you trying to gloss this over as if, like, one time you went to the store to get some polio string cheese and came home with, like, Swiss cheese instead? No, what? This story is crazy. What are you talking about? This is a crazy story.
It's like, I am tired. You put something out there, Kelly, and it sounds like it just happened. It was 2 years ago. Oh, I'm going to use Kelly talk. I'm going to use Kelly Daw talk. Shut the fuck up. How does that feel?
Kelly's like, I don't care. Say it again.
She goes, it's not in my character, Kelly.
I can't. It's not in my character to curse like that.
And she goes, are you kidding me? I'm standing on myself because you're drinking and driving drunk with guys, okay?
Oh, yeah. So then, this is actually where Kelly is like, you know what? I just wish the best for Vicky. You know, she's got great kids, great family. I wish the best. I don't want any will. Was I wrong? Yes. Did I fight dirty? I did. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sorry.
Kelly's ready to just clock out and go home. Or she's just thinking it's the end of the Vicky segment. So she's like, yeah, okay, here's how I feel about Vicky. Okay, she's great. So her segment's over now, right, Andy? Yeah. So
I want to be happy. Like, she's a hard worker. She deserves happiness. Is that good?
Yeah. She has a job, so that's good. She pays taxes, Andy. So, you know, she's done well by her kids. That's it. She deserves happiness.
Wow,
so
she
Andy goes, Vicky, do you take that in? And Vicky goes, yeah. And Kelly's like crying now.
Yeah.
And so Andy goes, so what do you think about her, Vicky? And Vicky's like, well, I'm guarded. You know, I was talking to my sister today. And I was like, I just want to reshuffle the deck. Because I haven't had a privileged life. Yeah. My life is hard, and I'm a respected woman, and I feel like I don't get it here, Andy, and I'm glad that Kelly said that, but we have to stop this hurtful behavior, Kelly. We have to stop this hurtful behavior.
Left a good job in the city, working 9 to 5 every night and day.
Wait a minute, you're mixing songs from the 80s.
I'm a private dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do. I get no respect.
Downtown, where the folks are broke.
I mean, Vicky was basically doing Rodney Dangerfield, by the way. Let's not forget that. I get no respect.
Yes. I didn't have it easy. Andy, my childhood wasn't easy. Okay, Vicky, okay. You're the biggest victim here, Vicky, because it's your childhood.
It's not easy having Tamara as a mother. Wait a second, are you stealing Ryan's lines? No.
And Kelly's like, well, you know what? The back and forth has to stop, Andy. It's ugly. It's gross. Almost as ugly and gross as Vicky's picture in the Insurance Monthly magazine, which I have darts in my house. Look, it's ugly and it's gross, but at least we're accountable. Am I right, Andy? Stupid Shannon, you're not accountable.
All that I did was get shit-faced and tell my daughters their dreams would never come true. That's all.
So Vicky's like, you know what? All of us need to be accountable. We all need to make an effort. Like even Emily. Look, Emily, we're not close, but I have respect for you, and I hope your marriage survives. This show isn't the place to be in a bumpy relationship, and I wish you and Sean, I mean Shane, whatever, the same. You know, I wish you the best, okay? But,
yeah, and
Bronwyn.
And, you know, you're going to hell, Bronwyn, but, you know, I hope that, like, you're able to enjoy your life before that happens.
Yeah, you know what, Bronwyn? You're going to hell, but at least... You know, there's other sluts in hell, because all sluts go to hell. So you'll know other sluts at least. So that's good.
You have so many amazing threesomes in hell, because you guys all want that, you know?
Everybody cheats on their husband in hell. So you're going to have a really good time there, Bronwyn.
So Emily is... And then, like, Emily starts talking about how, like, she was close with Vicky last year, because this year she's closer with Tamara or whatever. I don't know. This is, like, empty chatter there. And then... it's like time for a break, and Bronwyn's like, I need to pee. When you've had 7 children, you need to pee. Yay.
And Vicky's like, Vicky's grossing out. Like, we haven't had to hear about Vicky's fucking love tank. So then Bronwyn's like, but don't worry, I'm getting it tight. I'm getting the vagina tight, the face tight, the elbows tight, the back of my knees tight, everything. Everything, guys. And Vicky's like,
backstage, Kelly and Vicky are, like, hugging now, and, like, Vicky's doing her thing. Be nice to me. Be nice to me. Okay, be nice to me. Wish her all the best.
I do. I just wish you the best.
But you know what? That pig thing, I'm over it. I'm over the pig thing.
I'm over
it too. Be nice. It's like, yeah, me too. I was backed into a corner. You look great. Love your dress. Look like a million bucks, Vicky. Look like a million bucks.
I mean, I always thought you were so funny. You're such a ham. Oh, not. No, not like that. No.
So we're back. You two had a moment backstage. I'm done. You know what? I said we're done. We're done with that ending. And I hope that's not ending. And Kelly's like, it will. It's over. It's done. And Vicky goes, I'm staying off social. I don't want it. Yeah. You've done a great job with that.
Yeah. You don't even know how private accounts work. So so now we get like the Florida segment. We see all the craziness in Florida. Etc. And then Andy's like, was this trip a success? And Ron was like, no. And everyone goes, I had fun. I actually had a lot of fun. She goes, I mean, it was a great time. I had the most fun. I've never laughed so much in my life.
Oh, God. And Andy's like, well, and then Vicky got to go in the ambulance. She loves to take, you know, cars that could, she loves to take automobiles that could be used by people who are actually in danger. So yeah. That was fun, huh, Vicky? She's like, oh, yeah, we had a moon over my hammy, Andy. Yeah. We had a moon over my handy. And you just see Kelly, like, biting her tongue. Like,
yeah, she's
like, oh, is it too soon to call her a ham again?
Oh. Oh, I really should have waited to the end of the episode to make a truce. So Vicky's like, I mean, I don't know who called the ambulance. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know why there was an ambulance there. And Tamara goes, you demanded it. I don't remember.
I was struck. So then Kelly, it's like back to Kelly screaming and going crazy again. Kelly, you made Shannon mad when you criticized her hair. What's the problem with having hair extensions when you're 50? You have hair extensions. She goes, I'm not 50.
Yeah. And then Shannon's like, well, you know, we were all in Miami and everyone was wearing racier outfits. I was wearing shorts. Yes. Very racy. Yeah, racy. Shorts. They just barely covered my upper knee area. Wow. Wow. That was racy. Wow.
Oh, wow. Racy, Auntie. Instead of wearing just socks, I wore those socks that only come up to right below your ankle. So when I was wearing my sexy tennis shoes, people thought, is she barefoot? Until they got really close to me and realized I was, in fact, wearing socks under my shoes, but they couldn't see them. Racy, Andy. Wow. Do you have a boner?
You haven't lived until you've exposed your wrists in Miami. Wow. Racy. Real racy.
Well, Bronwyn and Vicky seem to bury the hatchet because there was no hatchet. There was no hatchet. I just don't think that she respects me. And that's a big deal for me. Vicky, shut the fuck up. Why do shut up, Vicky. I'm so
you're
glad
not the moral authority of anything.
Why the fuck should anyone respect you?
Please. Bronwyn, yeah, because basically Bronwyn thought they were in a good place, and then Vicky trashed Bronwyn in an article, basically like saying that she's classless and slutty for like enjoying three ways with Sean, and Bronwyn's like basically like what the fuck, and Vicky's like, you know what, do it off camera. 50 years I started this show. 50 years I started this show. We don't do that. We don't do that. Turn it down, Bronwyn. Turn it down. They're like, you could say the same thing about Tamara. I did. I guarantee she did not.
Yeah, because she literally said, kissing girls. I don't like the kissing, and I don't like the nakedness, okay? It's classless. I'm like, when was the last fucking time you guys were naked on this show? You just lifted up your shirt. Was it last season or the season before?
In Ireland. It was, or how about like her tits and
Ireland.
Yes, I mean, Ireland. Yes, Ireland days. Yes.
Like, come on. You showed your boobs every year. Tamara makes out. Tamara's naked every year and drawing. I mean, come on.
How about some? Have you seen some of the t-shirts that your son-in-law wears on Instagram? How about that?
Oh, God. Well, talk about class. So she's like, 15 years I started this show. We do not do that. Turn it down. And it's like, next week is the conclusion.
It's Vicky like a trapped Wolverine in her dressing room screaming at the camera.
Losing her goddamn mind.
It's perfect.
Oh, my
Merry
God.
Christmas.
What a beautiful, beautiful episode.
Beautiful. You know what, you guys? Happy holidays. Happy holidays, Ronnie, to you and your family.
You too, Bean.
Thank you. I hope everyone has a safe and happy time, gets lots of presents, or doesn't get presents and does something like, I don't know, like
masturbate. That's just masturbate.
Masturbate. I was gonna say charity, like help out, like help out the needy, maybe, or masturbate.
Masturbate the less fortunate.
Yeah,
well, I guess bait. It wouldn't be masturbate. I don't know. Help the less fortunate.
Help the less fortunate.
Lend a helping hand.
Lend a helping hand. There you go. You guys, thank you so much. We'll be back later this week to discuss all sorts of other shows. And we will be covering Orange County Reunion Part 3. That'll be on Friday. So have a wonderful time. Merry Christmas. Merry Hanukkah. Merry everything. Bye.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more... Feel your eyelids getting... Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Hey you, your go-to destination for the most addictive reality TV.
I love that.
Stream or download all the shows you love with loads same day as the US.
Hallelujah.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, and more. Escape the Christmas parties with over 7,000 episodes, because staying in is the new going out.
This is heaven for me.
Treat yourself to something special. Sign up now to get your 1 month free.